Excuse me while I munch down on a Klondike dark chocolate bar. I've earned it. Let's see, what is it? It is August the 22nd, Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Yes, I'm treating myself and being rude by talking at the same time that I'm eating. Klondike dark chocolate bar. It's pretty tasty right now, but no, I feel I've earned it. It's been a long week, and let's see, Tuesday, I had that surgery, the one that got postponed last month, that squamous cell carcinoma removal surgery, the skin cancer that was growing on my left leg. Right underneath the knee, kind of catty corner going towards the calf. So I got, a lot of stitches. I got 30 on the inside and about 16 on the outside. It's a good 6-inch, slit there. And currently it has some, bandages. I haven't actually had the ability to see what it looks like, how it's healing, but I'm feeling much better today than I was 2 days ago. I could not sleep two nights ago. I got the surgery. Thank goodness, you are numbed while they're doing it. But, he cut, the surgeon, my doctor, the dermatologist, he cut quite a bit out, I guess, of my skin. And went down a couple layers, of course, and, then he had to, cauterize it, and it stank. Oh, my gosh, it smelled so bad. And then he had to give me the stitches, and there was a bit of blood, so, okay, a lot of blood. But, yeah, I got home, and I was still doing okay, and he told me, get home before the numbing stuff wears off. So he was right. All of a sudden it just wore off and I was in a lot of pain, could not sleep at all. But that was like almost 48 hours ago now. So I'm definitely feeling better. I went to work today, was able to give a haircut. Definitely got to keep it covered because I don't want to get any hair in my wound. That's for darn sure. But yeah, I regret using tanning beds. I will never, ever, ever, ever tell anybody to go use a tanning bed. Mm-mm-mm. Stay away from tanning beds, especially if you're fair-skinned, especially if you have a lot of freckles, especially if you have light eyes, especially if you're Irish. Stay away from tanning beds. They do indeed, contribute to the possibility of getting skin cancer. There's no doubt about it. I will be right back. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. Thanks for waiting. Oh, I had to throw away that, that paper from the Klondike ice cream bar. I couldn't just hang on to it. So, yeah, I went and threw it away. So, yeah, long week. Had the skin cancer removal surgery. This makes number 14 that I've had to endure. Yeah, 14 surgeries in the last, I think, like 8 years here. I just mostly on my legs and a couple on my chest. Or no, one on my chest, the rest pretty much on my legs. The below the knee, like where the shin is. The thinnest part of your leg, I guess. And I'm hoping that, I don't see number 15 anytime soon. That was a 2-year reprieve, I guess. I went 2 years without having to endure one of those surgeries. I actually thought I was in the clear. But as my doctor told me, if you see one, odds are good. You'll be seeing them in the future. In the years to come, because if there's damage one area on your body, there's definitely damage in other places, because, that's just how it works, I guess. But the good thing about skin cancer is you see it or you feel it. In my case, I felt it. It's bumpy because, you know, I got so many freckles, it's kind of hard to decipher the bumps or the spots, you know, but a bump you can feel. And it itches or hurts or, you know, it's just not going away. I thought it was a spider bite. I really did this time. But, well, apparently it wasn't. So, yeah, I had to do another surgery. And while most women are whipping out that credit card to get the Botox, I had to whip out the credit card to get rid of some skin cancer. I'm not going to be doing any Botox. No need to, because it's how I weed out the weak, obviously. You know, if they can handle all the wrinkles on my face, they can handle seeing the scars all over the rest of my body. Okay, enough of my random rant. I'm getting ready to sign off. But if you want, you're more than welcome to come follow me or say hi to me over at MissRubyTuesday.com. Or you can say hi over at Twitter. Or you can say hi over at Hairstyles by MissRubyTuesday.blogspot.com. Or just aka MissRubyTuesday.blogspot.com. Or let's see, what else? YouTube. Yeah, I'm all over the place. So, you know, feel free to follow, say hi, send an email, whatever you want to do. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.